In the third chapter of John's Gospel, we find Jesus talking to an elder of Israel named Nicodemus. And to this man he said, "Unless a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus didn't understand what Jesus meant by the new birth, and neither did anyone else at that time. You must be born again. Jesus said it, and so it must be true. And we must have help from God to understand what He meant. And God has given us that help. He's given us a revelation, and He's given us reason so that we can apply that revelation to life. Unless we rightly understand the new birth, we cannot understand forgiveness. We cannot rightly understand repentance. We cannot rightly understand what God means when He refers to His family on earth. We cannot know the difference between believers and unbelievers if we don't know who is born again and who is not. We don't know the real Spirit of God unless we know when a person is born again. And what all this leads to is that we do not know God, our Heavenly Father, the way He wants us to know Him, unless we understand what Jesus meant by the phrase, born again. We all have many experiences in Christ as we go through this life, all of us who believe. But which of those experiences is the one experience of new birth? When were the disciples born again? When were you born again? Which one of the experiences that you have had with Jesus is the experience of new birth? We have revelation from God in the Scriptures, and we are told to study the Scriptures. We must become acquainted with what God has let us know. Our reasoning comes into play only after we've been touched by God, only after God has spoken to us, only after we have read the Scriptures. Our reasoning alone is worthless to bring us to the knowledge of God. Our thinking, our reasoning must be based upon the revelation of God. None of us, no one who's ever been born, had enough intelligence to come to the knowledge of God without God reaching down and having mercy from heaven and communicating to that person. We must begin our journey of understanding with God's communication to us. And God calls us to this. Through Isaiah, chapter 1, verse 18, God called to His people, and He said, "Come, let us reason together." Being unreasonable is a quality of wickedness. Paul puts them together when he wrote to the Thessalonians and mentioned wicked and unreasonable men. So all of our reasoning must be based on revelation, and we have the revelation, and we want to know what the revelation says. We want to look into the Scriptures for one source of revelation and see what God has told other people and what those other people recorded for us to read. God can also give us revelation through His Spirit. Jesus said to His disciples before they received the Spirit, "When the Spirit is come, it will guide you into all truth." So we must have the Spirit of God communicating to us as we're reading the Bible so that we can be guided into all truth. But God will also require us to be reasonable people with the truth that He reveals. So we take God's revelation as our foundation. We must have it as our basis for our reasoning.